Hello, my name is Justin Oldham, and I'd like to welcome you to my very first member-generated podcast for AboveTopSecret.com. Over the next 5 minutes, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself and what motivates me to be here. For the benefit of any Homeland Security computers that may be scanning this file, I'd like to tell you that this item was recorded on June 27th of 2007. This is just me talking into the microphone with mistakes and all, so that's about as genuine as you can get. In terms of background, the most salient facts about me are as follows. I was born on April 20th of 1965 in Iwakuni, Japan, and yes, I do know that I share a birthday with Adolf Hitler. He's dead and I'm not, so it's mine! I hold degrees in history and political science from the University of Alaska, and once upon a time, I was, in fact, a minor civil service drone occupying grades 4 through 7 during the period of 1992 to 1998. I left federal service because my boss asked me to do something that I knew was illegal, and after 4 months of soul-searching, I finally decided that instead of being spat out, it would be better for me to just walk away from what I knew was more corrupt than I could handle. As we say here in Alaska, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. For the record, I do live in Anchorage, Alaska, and I've been here since October of 1991, and I've been in Alaska since August of 1979. It's hard to be a writer in Alaska, mostly because you're so far away from publishers and agents, but I have to tell you, I wouldn't trade that advantage for anything in the world. The people up here are fantastic. Their attitude picks me up when I'm down. And let's face it, we have some of the best wilderness views in the world. As a conspiracy theorist, I really do think that there has been a trend hard at work behind the scenes in our federal government to centralize power pretty much ever since the ink dried on the Constitution. I'm of the opinion that Federalist and Anti-Federalist forces have been duking it out for total control and the ultimate power grab, and in recent years, I think that the Anti-Federalist forces have been defeated. It hurts me to say that because I have been a registered Republican and I do think of myself as a conservative person, and I really don't like to see my team lose. As a political scientist, I'd have to say that the bureaucratic forces, which occur in every government, that result in the accumulation of power, are something that every society has to deal with. When you're in college, they tell you in organizational theory classes that you have to regard this momentum as a natural force. Those bureaucratic energies may be a natural force, but the human involvement is certainly not. I mean, that's premeditated conspiracy, if ever there was such a thing. I'll be the first one that the truth is not always self-evident, but whenever you turn on the TV or read a newspaper and see documented proof of political wrongdoings, I mean, that's exactly what they are. Nobody accused President Bush of making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich when he signed the Patriot Act into effect. That was a stone-cold deliberate move. In recent years, we've seen a domestic spying program be put into place and expanded. There again, that particular truth speaks for itself. Our federal officials do not trust us so much that they're willing to put government oversight into these programs, but they are willing to mistrust us so much that they're willing to shovel extra billions of dollars into these programs every single fiscal year. As I record this, Vice President Dick Cheney is having a tussle with Congress over the matter of classified material. He's classified most every slip of paper that comes out of his office. The Congress wants to see it, and he's telling them to their face, no. You know, that kind of behavior is not an accidental slip of the tongue. It's not a misused word. Those are deliberate tactics being used by shady people doing shady things, which are clearly not in our best interest. I can think of no other conspiracy that is more real than this. They serve us, or we will serve them.